Hey, what's up? This is Joey, Globe and Crown Ultimate Potentate, co-host of the normal Globe and Crown radio podcast, and also the host of Halby Zero. What the heck is Halby Zero? I don't know, because this is episode one, and I just made it up right now as I'm talking. When Globe and Crown Radio was originally made up by Nate and I, we thought what we would try to do is have it be a normal, what you would think of as like a network or broadcast station where we had different kinds of programs. So Globe and Crown Radio was the umbrella that would have things like Nate and I's show, but then also other stuff like shows where there were different hosts or listeners contributed stuff, teleplays, radio plays, which actually have become a big podcast thing. So I feel like even though we didn't actually do anything, we were way ahead of our time. We just can't prove it. Anyway, this is one of those shows. So maybe I'll have my own little thing I do sometimes. Maybe Nate will have his own thing. Maybe you will have your own thing if you want to contribute to Globe and Crown Radio. Why not? All you got to do is send me a file and I can put it up. This is the first in one of those experimental other kinds of shows. But Nate and I will be back in a superhero team-up of a 2016 wrap-up pretty soon. Okay, I have a list of items of business for this episode. Number one is websites. Go to globeandcrown.com because, A, you can buy our stuff there. All of our ebooks are a dollar. They're less than a dollar. They're 99 cents. That's so cheap. You can get everything we've ever done for $1.98. That's amazing. Also, I redid the website. I don't know if you've ever looked at it before, but if you look at it now, it looks like everything I love about stuff that was made in the 80s and 90s. It's all teletype looking, and it looks like it was laid out by somebody by hand. Maybe that's not what websites look now. It's what I like. So that's what it looks like. Also, similar look, josephhalbert.com. That's my own personal website. You can go there and read my post stuff that I'm interested in, or sometimes long stuff, sometimes short stuff. So the last three things I posted, I think, were a dance video, a music video, and a thing I wrote about what it was like to go to my 10-year college reunion. Because it's kind of weird sometimes to go back when you know people, or when you see people who knew you how you were 10 years ago. You don't really know if you're going to revert back, or if you get credit for changing or growing, or if they just remember that person. Anyway, it's all there, josephhalbert.com, also in teletype. Globeandcrown.com is basically just a one-pager now, because even though I love websites, I don't think a lot of people look at a lot of websites anymore. Mostly it's social media. Globe and Crown TX on Facebook or Twitter, we're at Globe Crown. That's where you can get updates about either new podcasts that are coming out or books. I also put up quotes or interesting tutorials or things like that from artists that I like. So check those out if you want more up-to-date updates. What else? Item number two, stuff that I'm into that I think you should know about. Comics. Yesterday I went to the comic book store. I go to Titan Moon Comics, which is by Sprouts in Cedar Park. It's owned by a family and they're very cool, and it's been there maybe a couple years now. If you don't know anything about comics, then you can go in and they will help you get hooked up with something you would like. And if you know a lot, then you can go in and they would help you get hooked up with something you would like. They have artists come in all the time. They do nerd craft stuff. They have a lot of kid-friendly events and kid-friendly days where artists will come in and help your kid draw. That's a cool place, Titan Moon Comics. They got me hooked up with three different books, and I liked them all, so I want to tell you about them. The first one is a new Spider-Man book. It's called Renew Your Vows, and it's kind of like a family sitcom, but in a comic book. In this book, Spider-Man and Mary Jane are married, and they have a daughter named Anna May. Not anime, like Japanese animation. Her name is Anna hyphen May, like Aunt May. You know, Peter's aunt. Anyway, they all have spider powers, and they all are witty and get along, and they like zingers, and they fight crime together. It's a great book. Another thing I like about it is it does the old school comic thing where there's three little mini stories instead of just one giant story. So there's a serialized chunk, but then there's other lighter fun stuff in it. So that's called Renew Your Vows. The first issue just came out. Check that out. The other Marvel book I liked a lot is called Champions. If you have been keeping up with the news in Nerdworld the last couple of years, you know that Miss Marvel is a teenager and she is Muslim. And she was part of the Avengers for about a year, maybe a year and a half. She just left after Marvel did their whole Civil War thing again. Civil War came out like 10 years ago, but they just did another one. In this storyline, Miss Marvel was sick of all the superhero fighting, which I kind of get. I mean, Batman versus Superman is sad. Civil War was kind of sad. So she was tired of all that. And she wanted superheroes just to help people instead of, you know, fighting each other and causing a lot of damage in the world. So she started her own group called the Champions, and all they do is help people and clean up after themselves, which is cool. It's a fun book. It's optimistic. 2016 needs some more optimism. So that's another good book. Issue one just came out. And issue two of Archie Comics' Josie and the Pussycats just came out. So when I grew up on Cartoon Network, they showed a lot of reruns of Josie and the Pussycats in Outer Space, which I think was made by Hanna-Barbera. And it looked a lot like the Space Ghost cartoon. So the premise is it's a trio. It's like an all-girl rock band. In the cartoon, they were in outer space. That's a long story. In this world, they're a rock band, just like they were in the old Archie comics. And also in the 2000s movie with Rachel Lee Cook, Rosario Dawson, Alan Cumming, Parker Posey. That was a really good movie. You should check that movie out. The soundtrack's really good, too. This comic is very tongue-in-cheek, breaks the fourth wall, kind of like Deadpool. It's smart. I like it a lot. The art's good. Anyway, those are good comics. If you live in the North Austin area, I like Titan Moon Comics a lot. Go in, spend some money locally. I think that's all you need to know about for now. Look out for the upcoming podcast with Nate and I, where we will tell you everything you need to know about the year that you just lived. Sound good? All right. Josie in outer space. Pussycats are all in place.